My name is Mizu Kim. I'm from Korea. I am a woman with disabilities on the electronic wheelchair, as you can see. I came here across the Asia, Middle East, North and South of Africa. Finally, I'm here in front of you, like you. It is a great honor to speak to you on behalf of women with disabilities all around the world. And I do appreciate that AWID gave attention to the issue of women with disabilities. They also have been helped to any and encouraged the women with disabilities to participate in this forum. Thanks so much. Today, I would like to say that disability issue are women's issue, and the movement of women with disabilities is the women's movement. First, so I would like to ask you a couple of frank questions. What does disability means to you? Does it mean something strange and unfamiliar, pity and poor? Who are the women with disabilities? Are they just the people with disabilities to you, or the women living in the same world as you live in as women? The United Nations estimate the population with disabilities to be 10% out of the 6.5 billion people through the world. There are approximately 325 million women living with disability in the world. However, despite the significant numbers, policies accommodating requirements and desire of women with disability are almost non-existent. Responding to this brutal reality, the UN call us hidden sisters. Even issue of the women with disabilities are nowhere included in the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW. And as a result, women with disabilities have not been active recipients of the benefit gathered by related women policies in its countries. Why have women with disabilities been invisible in the women's movement, women's issue? This is a big question that I have had during the past 15 years with my work in Korea and internationally. So then, are disability issues related only to women with disabilities? No, I can say definitely no. Disability issues are women's issue because family members with disabilities are women's issue. If a member of your family has disabilities, the role of caregiving is usually assigned to women. In some countries, people wonder whether a mother who gave birth to a child with disabilities had some defect, and in many cases, these women face physical and mental violence in their families. The concern of these women have not been seen taken anywhere in disability or women's movement. Now I think of my mother, who has borne a heavy burden for 42 years. That is her child, me, who got polio when I was 11 months old. My mother's whole life has been belonged to my life, and she has lived as a woman with disabilities like me. Secondly, 80% of the women with disability have acquired disabilities that are caused from disease, accident, and environmental factor. Disabilities are no longer an issue only for the persons with disability right now. Many countries suffer from malnutrition, famine, and war or complex situation where they become disabled. These circumstances mostly affect women and children. Third, jobs related to the caregiving are for second-class citizens and generally assigned to women. Most of the people working in the social service industry, caring for the aged and people with disabilities, are women. They are asked to work hard for low pay. In developing countries, jobs related to the people with disabilities are often done by immigrant women who have few other options and as a result suffer from unfair treat and sometimes sexual harassment too. Why haven't the women's movement recognized these issues are part of their agendas and when they are so closely tied to women's rights? It is because women have assumed that disability issues belong to someone different from them. Why aren't women with disability accepted as women? Many activists see only the disability and not the women. But women with disability have been rendered invisible not only in the women's issue but in disability issue too. There is a sexual discrimination within the disability community. Women with disability are more likely to be discriminated against than men with disabilities. They never expect women with disability to be their leader too. And sexuality of asexuality is our big issue. It is widely documented that women with disabilities are typically seen as asexual. The body of a woman with disability is not considered a sexual body. Before I married, my husband's friend asked if he was really willing to give up sex for the rest of his life. It never occurred to them that I am a sexy woman. Thank you. It is not enough to describe gender inequality of women with disability as simply a problem within a disability community. The disability intersects with gender inequality and therefore produce several forms of discrimination against women with disabilities. It does not just mean adding a disability factor to a gender factor letter. It is a totally different, harder to fight discrimination that only women with disabilities can experience. We have to understand that intersectional analysis and the particular circumstance of women with disabilities to build alliance among diverse women. Yes, still there is a difference between women with disability and women without disabilities. Let me talk about the women's sector, for example. In the case of a woman with disability hearing impairment, she can even gather a counselor and her case can be registered without a sign language interpreter. In the case of a woman with disability, civil physical disability, she can even get into the shelter if there are steps all around it or if the bathroom isn't accessible for her. Do you really think this is still a women's shelter? The idea is not to make separate shelters, but to ensure that we all know how to build spaces that are inclusive of all women, including women with disabilities. There is a barrier between women with disabilities and women without disabilities. How do we start to build the sisterhood in movement? Yet, even among women with disabilities, there are questions about whether we should seek alliance among women women without disabilities. I believe we have to grow our movement. We will strengthen through the empathy by listening to one another, learning about each other, and better understanding our situation. Look at this 11A forum. There is a task to support the participation with disabilities, support the volunteers and personal assistance, accessibility transportation. Women with disabilities are organizing sessions and speaking on panel. There is still more to be done to even further improve the 12A forum. I'm not asking women's movements to incorporate women with disabilities. I'm on this plenary to remind you that we are here, we are already part of women's movement. Women's movement have to look inside, look at our own diversity, and listen minor to women's voice. International movement of women with disabilities is strong and rapidly growing. In last 2006, the UN General Assembly approved the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, CRPD, which has a standalone Article 6, Women with Disability and Gender Language. You know, CEDAW doesn't have a gender language. This convention establishes the principle of equality between women and men and includes strong languages against violence against women and girls with disabilities. Countries that ratify this convention will be expected to then act to implement it. So we need your help, your cooperation to monitor the each government implementation for the policy for the women with disabilities. In this year, 2008 is the first year that this convention will go into effect. It opens a new horizon for us. And I want to share this important news with you, all of you women at this forum. From this moment, I will try to find our voice in women's issues. And I very much hope you will remember issues of women with disabilities in your workshop. We can build a broader and stronger women's movement together. I hope when you go back your home, your organization, your country, that you will remember that the issue of women with disability are core to women's movement. Good luck. Thank you. Yeah.